Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it.
There we go. See you later, Mr. Will Smith. We're going to teach the kids how to get jiggy with it today. Thank you very much for joining me. If you're doing so live, appreciate that. If you're doing so via MP3 or any other downloaded format, thank you for doing that. Today's episode, Strength Training for Kids, the How-To's and the Why-Fors. Basically, we're going to discuss the easiest ways to get those kids out, moving around, running around, and implementing a little bit of strength training involved, getting a little bit of strength training involved. So that way, not only are they out there running around, but they're actually getting a little stronger as well. It always helps, and it'll help their development a little bit in the future. And what the heck, their bodies are built to adapt to it. So why not make that happen as well? The thing is maybe the only downside, if there is one, and it really all depends on your schedule, that sort of thing, it may be the last thing that you want to hear, but going out and playing with them is the best way to get them involved in strength training, especially when they're littler. And if you get them there, it's so much easier to do it as they get older. And it just becomes that much more normal when they watch you doing it, when you're working out, when they're little and they see you doing it, they want to get involved too. So just like I put in the information part there, the little bit of comment to describe the title of the show, keep something around, you know, keep a little 2.5 pound dumbbell, a little 5 pound dumbbell around when you're doing your exercise video, whatever you're doing at the house, working out downstairs with the weights and stuff, keep it around and they'll do the same thing that you're doing. And that gives you the ability to just step in and show them how to do it right, that sort of thing. And it's no less ridiculous. I watched a video recently where there was a couple of three-year-olds, whatever, at a Taekwondo tournament. And, it was ridiculous to think that there were going to be any real skill involved, but it was hilarious. And they were in, they were moving, they're doing things. And it was funny as I'll get out. I wish I could find that video again and post it somewhere because it was that funny. And to this day, I still do it. I've got a 9-year-old, and every now and then we'll just bounce around and turn around and throw a little kick or something because it's so funny and it's so docile that my wife actually approves of that style of fighting in the house. So it just turns into be an exercise thing, moving around, getting the heart going. And it really is important for the kids. They got to have it. The sitting around and all of that constantly, just it's bad for anybody simply because of the lack of circulation. And the body just absolutely has to have it. It's kind of a use it or lose it sort of thing. But get the kids involved in doing what you're doing. Do some stuff at home. Even if you always work out at the gym, do some stuff at home here and there. You know, 15, 20 minutes. Get in front of the TV, do an exercise video, or have a few weights or something around where you can do some working out and they can see you. It's a big deal. It's very helpful to them. Also, hey, if you'd like to call in, if you got something to add, you got a question, something like that, 914-205-5494. You can give me a call and we'll chat about the kids and doing the weight training and stuff. Very little of this actually involves weights. Just where they see you doing stuff and imitating it. And it's funny. It's actually pretty comical when you see their interpretation of what it is that you're doing. And because they just have no concept yet, and they're just a blank slate, so you get to work with them. But maybe you remember when you were kids, it's probably been a while since you've seen it. I can't remember the last time I saw it. But do you remember the wheelbarrow races that you used to do? Yeah, that is, believe it or not, a great strength training move. And so get your kids in that old wheelbarrow and do it as a race. And it's the funnest thing and it's the funniest thing at the same time. Just don't do like my sister would do to me and drive my face into the ground. That's not so much fun. And what you'll find is if you have the kids doing something that's competitive, especially boys, but there are girls, like I'm sure my wife was this way when she was a kid. She was the middle child, and so she was ultra competitive with both of her brothers, and her older brother was 3.5 years older than her, something like that. So there was always competition at the house, and she was a great athlete anyway, so that just made the competition that much more competitive. It just made it that much more serious because, you know, you can't lose to a girl and the girl wants to beat the boy. So all the motivation is there. It's just a matter of directing it a certain way. Jungle gyms, awesome. Anything where they have to hang and or climb and pull themselves up. I know that can be scary for you moms. It's you know, watching the kids climb up. And sometimes the little boys, you know, they have more courage than they do sense. And so they want to climb up to the top of whatever. And, yeah, that can be kind of scary. But, again, just be around to guide all of that creativity and all of that energy. And what you'll have is a kid who's getting stronger in doing something that is going to benefit them in a health way, in a healthy way, as opposed to just the sitting around and the doing of nothing. And so get involved, get out there and play a little bit. And anything that you can do that's competitive will automatically get the kids doing something. So you can turn push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, planks, whatever, into a contest. You can turn the wheelbarrow race into a contest. You can turn the sack race into a contest. Really, there's no other reason to be doing a sack race, but just the contest thing. Another great idea. Take their favorite movies, find the active portions of them, and recreate them. Go to the, you know, when you go to the gym or not necessarily the gym, but like a gym in a school, you know, you can do something there where, you know, there's this sporting event, you know, their favorite sports movie, and you can recreate that final scene where somebody hits the shot, something like that. One of the things that I've got a 9-year-old stepson, and we don't do it so much anymore, but every now and then, a lot more often when he was a little younger, we would go out and play 2-on-0, and he would just make it up as we went along, and he would pass, and he would run around, and he would cut, and he would drive to the basket, and he would shoot threes, and he made up the score, and he made up what the other team was doing, and all I had to do was shoot, make a few baskets. You know, if the basket was low enough, I would dunk on it, and that made him real excited. And so doing those types of things makes it real simple. Another thing that kids love, superheroes. And if you watch any of the superhero movies, you can think about ways to use that and get him active in doing it. Kids love to imitate that stuff. Even my 9-year-old would easily go out and mimic any of the, you know, the Iron Man, any of that stuff. And just watch some of the movies and some of the things that they do. Some Captain America, because he doesn't fly around and all of that stuff. It makes it very simple to get them active and to get them doing things. It's not just running around, but it's there's also some strength training involved in it. And their bodies will adapt. Their bodies will adapt way faster than you and I, than your and I body will adapt, simply because the neurological aspect of it. And especially once they hit puberty, watch out. I mean, you see kids take off and grow once they hit puberty, and that's when they add the weight and all of that. Yep. It is because their testosterone, the little boys, their testosterone grows by 15 to 20 times in a normal child. That's just normal for a boy for once they hit puberty. So a lot of the gains that they get when they're that age are simply because of the chemistry in their body. And so it's a great time. You build up now. You start working on things now. They see the benefit of it now. And the benefit right now is not going to be that they go, oh, look, my arms are getting bigger, my chest is getting bigger, my shoulders are getting bigger. The benefit is going to be it's fun. I get to do this with mom or dad. And they're going to look at this as something that's fun. Now, when you go to the gym, too often people are looking at it like it's a real drag. It's just something that they have to do. Maybe they force themselves to do it because maybe their job needs it, or just they feel better when they do it than when they don't. But what if you were able to give them the gift of making it fun? And so when they go to work out, and you know, and as they get older, it's not necessarily that they're going to think about you every time they go, but they'll do an exercise, or they'll see something at the gym, or they'll see something outside, and they'll go, yeah, I remember when we used to do something like that, or that brings back this memory of when we did this when we were younger. And so make it diverse, make it wide, make it fun. It's not going to be exercise videos for your kids. There's no way that's going to hold their attention for a long period of time. But you can make this into a whole lot of fun, and it can just be a blast. And these are going to be memories that are going to stick around for quite a while. And you'll have a kid that's not just sitting around watching TV all the time. And that's important, too, because that is one of the main factors in childhood obesity. Obviously, eating is a major one. But kids who are active and thinner tend not to have that diet at all. It's the kids who are sedentary that like the diet. The kids who are active don't like the diet because it doesn't give them the energy. It makes them feel worse or bad. They may like the taste, but they don't necessarily like the reality of it. And I've got one, my 9-year-old, who is a big kid. His real dad is actually a large guy and was actually going to play football for the St. Louis Rams until he got a neck injury his senior year. And so, yeah, he was a lineman. He was an offensive lineman. So you're talking 6'5 or 6'6. Playing weight was 3 1/4. And so, you know, mom is almost 5'10. And so we're talking about a kid that's going to be a big kid. And what does he like to eat? Nothing but refined carbs. And my wife commented to me the other day. Now, I spend a lot more time with my stepson than my wife does, just by virtue of job and schedule and stuff like that. And so I have him after school. I'm the one that's in charge of the snacks. You know, I make the meals, that sort of thing. So I get to control what goes into him. And there are times where he won't eat anything other than a refined carb. And so he'll say, can I have a snack? Okay, what do you want? Well, I want to have, you know, and name it. You know, it could be cereal. It could be chips. It could be anything that is refined white bread or pasta or cereal or any of the stuff that you're not supposed to have a lot of. And I say, you can have an apple. You can have a banana. And he'll go, well, I'm good. Yeah, I figured. And then he'll go sit down. And then 10 minutes later, he'll get up and go get an apple. Well, now he's getting to the place where he'll just get up and grab the apple. And my wife commented to me the other day and said, it looks like he's losing weight. I said, yeah, he probably is. You know, she's helping control his portion sizes at dinner. And I'm putting the right things in front of him for snack time. And we don't let him eat close to bed. And just those minute, just those small changes have made a big difference. And I don't care if he whines and complains, he just doesn't eat. And guess what? He's not going to starve himself to death. I'm not worried about it. But he does like to play outside. He is an outside kid. There's no question about it. The only thing that we have to do is watch what he eats and not let him get big. Because he very easily could. Over at his dad's house, that's the model that's in front of him. You know, lots of processed food, lots of fast food, lots of pop, lots of all the stuff that's going to take a little kid and turn him into a big circle. And so be careful, be cognizant, and, you know, understand, I'm not introducing anything to my son or to your kids that is real crazy. I'm just saying a little bit of direction, a little bit of involvement. Let him see the model that you're putting in front of him. And he'll live it. She'll live it. Your daughter will definitely mimic what you do. And so just get out in front of them. Also, again, I'll just repeat the phone number. If you're out there listening, you have a chance to call. I'm not going to be on the air too much longer. There just isn't that much more to say regarding this. I wanted to give you some ideas. But, yeah, the push-ups, the pull-ups, the sit-ups, those are harder to do when they're younger. But if there's siblings or if there's friends over, and you're down there, you could do a push-up contest with them. Trust me, it's not going to be more than 5 or 10. A lot of these kids can't do more than that. And just bring them over, turn anything into a competition, bam, just like that. Take them to Monkey Joe's or whatever your version of a bounce house is out there. Take them to jungle gyms. Take them to the playground. And anything that they have to do, even swinging, even though it's sitting, they have to pull, and there's some coordination involved. Anything on a BOSU ball, get them playing on a BOSU ball. That'll work on their balance, their coordination, stuff like that. And one of the things I'll do is I'll put my 9-year-old on a BOSU ball and I'll throw tennis balls at him. Obviously not hard, but I'll throw tennis balls at him and I'll have him try to catch him with one hand. I'll do some with his left hand, some with his right hand. He's a right-handed kid, so the left hand, it's much more uncoordinated. And so it builds the hand-eye coordination for both hands. And it gets him thinking about something other than we're working out. And so make sure coordination, hand-eye coordination is part of that. And if you'd like to call in a few minutes that are left, 914-205-5494. add something to the show. Let me know some of your ideas. I think, you know, I'm not even sure that there is a place to comment on this, but I'd love to do a show in the future on essentially on the same thing, exercising your kids, strength training for kids, that sort of thing. But just understand that when you're working out your kids or when you're working out with your kids or when you're playing with your kids, just model that for them. Do something that they really like. You will have no issue getting them to engage. They want to play anyway. You will have no issue. It'll be a fun time, and it should be. It's got to be something fun. I don't know that I can stress that enough. It has to be something fun, or else they're going to hate it, and they'll want to do something else. Their attention spans aren't that long anyway. But if you can get them out, you can get them playing, you can be involved with them, you can direct it, it can be fun, then it's going to make things better all the way around. That relationship will be much stronger, and it'll be a lot more fun. But that's about all I've got. I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, spark some ideas, spark some creativity with that. Whatever you want to do, get out there and get the kid involved. He'll have a blast. And really, that's what it's all about, spending some time with the kiddos and having some fun. You know, I've got an 18-year-old. If you go to deathofdiets.com, you'll see my son on there working out. And a lot of that was his idea. A lot of that was his it was his motivation that got him to where he is. I directed it. I guided it just like I'm telling you to do for your little ones. I gave him the understanding of what to do and how to do so he wouldn't get injured and he wouldn't get overtrained. But that comes later. You know, that was 17. I didn't let him start lifting anything heavy until he was 16, 17 years old. I didn't train him heavy consistently until he was 17 because boys are still growing. They can grow until they're 20, 21 years old, and they're still developing, and the last thing you want to do is start putting a ton of strain on joints. And so I keep them short, and we don't work out very long. We'll go do a leg workout today. In fact, he's probably up now, and we'll take off and go, and I think it's a leg workout today, so we'll be doing some squats today. And we'll do 3 hard sets of squats, and that'll be it. And we don't use any weight belts. We don't use any knee wraps. It's all raw. He did 495 or 475 the other day, blew it up. No weight belt, no knee wraps, no anything. But that took time. It took time to get there. And so all I did was guide and direct. I went with his motivation. I went with what he wanted to do, and I helped him accomplish it. And when they're that age, it's amazing how fast they can grow and what they can do. But go out there, have some fun with the kiddos today. Direct it a little bit toward, you know, where they're doing some pushing, they're doing some pulling, they're doing some climbing. Hopefully you'll see them breaking a sweat. That's really the idea, is to get them moving and get that heart rate up. And I hope you guys have a lot of fun today playing with those kiddos. I don't know. We're on spring break this week, so I'm not sure when I'm going to see my 9-year-old again. But even when we were waiting for his dad to show up and pick him up and go and spend a day or two with him, we were outside playing basketball for 20 minutes or so before he left, because I know when he goes to his dad's house, he's going to do a lot of sitting around, and he's just not as happy of a kid when he is when he's sitting around. And so, you know, we get out there, we have some fun, we play some catch with the baseball, play some catch with the football, do some wrestling around, and then I'll put him in positions. Or my son, he used to wrestle in high school. He'll put him in positions where he has to try real hard, where he has to push up. And, one more thing, man, I almost forgot this. I can't believe it. Range of motion is a big thing. What you'll notice is in a lot of kids that they have difficulty squatting, going down to where they're bent at the knee at a 90-degree angle or even more with no weight. I mean, it's not like we're squatting, but just squatting down, they have a difficult time with that. So just the range of motion. So mom and dad, show the kids that, get it involved in their play, and what you'll see is a big difference in a short period of time because their muscles adapt so quickly. And as long as you're not using much weight, as long as there's not high impact involved, the kids are going to benefit from it, and it's a lot of fun. And so I guess mainly I think what I'm encouraging is play time with the kids and direct it a little bit. And if it's not fun, don't worry about it. It won't last very long. They don't have the longest attention spans anyway. And you can do this, if they can walk, you can do this kind of stuff because it's just body weight. And don't worry if they're watching you lift weights and they walk over and they grab a 1 pound weight or a 2 pound weight and they try to put it over their head or whatever, it won't hurt them. It's not going to hurt them unless they drop it on themselves. So just be aware of that. But have a great day. Go out there. Have some fun. We'll be back. I'll be back in the next day or two. We'll do some more stuff. I think actually we're going to do some stuff on diet here very shortly. So that way you can get an idea, a better idea of what kind of ratio you need and all of that, because there seems to be a lot of garbage out there about that too. But we're all about your health here. We're all about your kids' health here, and want to see you do the best that you can do. And in the shortest amount of time, keep you out of the gym. If you got any questions, go to deathofdiets.com. If you have any questions, want to email me something, info@deathofdiets.com. Give you some more ideas for training your kids or help you out with something that you're stuck on your own diet or exercise program. And we will get you off of the diet. We will get you off that diet program and we'll get you into something that's far more awesome. And you'll understand the reason why diets stink and there's a much better way to do it. So why don't we do diets? Just because there's a much better way to do it. But we'll be back. I'll be back in the next day or two and we will do some more chatting about that then. Until then, get jiggy with it. See ya. Me and Will Smith out.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro.